necesitado. Me encuentro, Señor. Ayúdame a ver qué puedo hacer. Es mucho el dolor. Hay mucha tristeza y mucha maldad. Señor, con mi bien yo quiero vivir un día a la vez. Un día a la vez, mi Cristo, es lo que pido de ti. Dame la fuerza para vivir un día a la vez. Ayer ya pasó, mi Cristo, mañana quizá no vendrá. Ayúdame hoy, yo quiero vivir un día a la vez. Ayúdame hoy, yo quiero vivir un día a la vez.
For this press conference solely because, having spoken with the family and some of our youth that were actually witnesses of these accounts, some of the information shared that's being publicized in the media via the newspaper and on the news channels are information that actually contradict what some of our kids have stated. In all fairness to all parties, I have gotten a call back this morning from PD, and I'll speak to that after I give you the nature of this press conference. Enough was enough. Ya basta. What's right and just is raceless and faceless. The Carrizales family has a right to know the truth about all facts leading up to the death of their loved one, Jesse Carrizales. The Fresno adult NAACP, the Fresno Youth Council of the NAACP, the Mexican American Political Association, MAPA, the Hmong American Political Association, HAPA, the Comité Nos Las Vamos, are standing in unity with the Carrizales family as they seek truth in the events that led to the death of Jesse. The Carrizales family deserves to know the truth, no matter what that truth unveils, to hear it firsthand rather than secondhand via the media, stated the students who witnessed the shooting. Elisa Ortega says, "My brother shouldn't have died. He was too young, he was a good kid, and he wanted to live." Señor Benavides states, "We feel that Fresno Unified let Jesse down. He was a special ed student. Where was his support and intervention? We want answers, we will get them." In all fairness to Fresno PD, Mr. Dyer was out of town. I did get a call back this morning that states that he's willing to sit down, that they've interviewed over 140 kids, so we're told, or I'm not certain that they're all kids, but witnesses, and I was told that they're willing to sit with the family and allow them access to that data. It is the family's call at this point. Our sole purpose for being here is that our children need to be serviced. That's not common practice to have your classmate shot on your school campus. That's not what the school campus is for. Unfortunately, that was the circumstance. Now, we need to know the facts. The facts need to come from the chief to the family, and they should get it firsthand before the media gets that information. That's out of respect for the family, and anything shy of that is blatant disrespect.
Lisa Ortega, from the family spokesperson.
I just want to say about my brother, who's a good, loving brother. He's only 17 years old, and his life is cut short. I want everyone to remember him as a good kid, laughing, smiling, you know, being here with his family. I don't want to portray him as a monster. He wasn't. We love him, we miss him. I want to thank everyone who's been helping us in the community, the kids from Roosevelt, people that didn't know him, that did know him, everybody here. was trying to help us to find, get answers to what led up to this, to my brother's death. With Chief Jerry Dyer, everything he's saying is one-sided. You know, I don't think that's right that we hear everything from on the media. We just want answers.
There's two things here. Your media are being used by Jerry Dyer. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
That's right.
He was at two, he's got big posters all one-sided towards the police department. Right. That kind of stuff should be said in court. Not hearsay. Jerry Dyer is not a psychic. He go around saying what went wrong, it right. went wrong. That stuff will come out in court.
Right.
And I already got an attorney, and he knows that Judas Perry did wrong. He knows Fresno Unified School District did wrong. He knows the Fresno Police Department once again, did wrong. How can we sit by and let an agency with over half our budget,
that's right,
800 patrolmen, have all the support in the world? Well, we're here to tell you that we support the family, and the proof will come out in the very end.
That's right.
And you guys all know, you can, the cornerstone of this America is accountability.
Right.
And I want Gloria to say a few words on that. Gloria Hernandez from the Central California Criminal Justice Committee.
You know, it's been about 10 years that we've been asking for an independent police auditor because there has to be an outside investigation. This one really calls for an outside investigation. Right. Outside of Fresno PD, outside of the district attorney. We want the Attorney General, we want the U.S. government to come in and investigate this particular case.
And the FBI.
And the FBI.
Amen.
Because my feeling is this child was sick. This child was sick, and instead of protection, he's dead now. And I'm not here to judge whether the officer did bad or whether the child did bad. What I want is an outside investigation. I want the mayor candidates. I want the city council candidates to really, really start looking at the issue of the fact that the community does not trust the police department anymore.
That's right.
We're hearing different stories. Today's beat, thank God for clarification.
Yes, sir.
You know, is already raising questions of contradiction.
That's right.
No.
And we want the media to do what you're supposed to do, and that is shine the light on the darkness.
Amen.
You need to conduct your own investigations and not rely on their PR bits that they send to you. We want to hold the media accountable also, because we need to hear what is going on. Now, when Joaquin Figueroa was killed, I asked for a public forum.
Fresno PD show.
Human Relations Commission was going to have a public forum to let the community talk, to let the community listen. It's not just about the family. Those children that were taken off the school grounds to be interrogated, instead of being comforted at the time of their need, at the time of their fear, were taken off without parents' permission. Now the police is talking about having a secret meeting with the Unified School District. What about the parents? What about the community? We need a public forum. We demand that the city council call a public forum and let the people listen, let the people talk, because sometimes the people have recommendations outside the box.
That's right.
I'm not here to judge.
Raising on Central Valley MAPA.
MAPA is here in support of the Carizales family, in support of the community, the Latino community, the African American community, all the communities that have been victimized by law enforcement in our city of Fresno. It has happened once too many times. Once again, we are seeing the damage that it creates, not only with the loss of lives, but the harm in our community, the impact it has on our families. It's a psychological impact. It's an oppressive impact. And that needs to finished. That needs to stop.
That's right.
Police needs to be held accountable. Yes, we need to dissect this issue to know exactly what the problem is.
That's it.
And MAPA is here in support, and we will find the answers, as my colleagues have said, and we will work in solidarity with the organizations that are here today to continue searching and ensuring that justice is found.
Justice. That's right.
No peace.
That's it. Some of the contradictory statements that you're hearing about what happened, what are you hearing that does not jive with what the
police? Well, you saw today in the paper. The paper says something different than what Jerry Dye said.
Yeah.
They were shot down, they were shot up, but and I saw the forensic expert in your paper said you shoot up.
Right.
Our point is that that happened in the court, not in the streets.
Right.
Not in
right.
the media.
But yeah. You're also hearing yeah. some other statements that well, what, do not the, jive with what Dyer is saying from some of the kids who were there?
The kids that actually were eyewitnesses, part of this 140 number that we're given now, our youth members were actually eyewitnesses of this account.
Traumatized.
And some of the things that they saw is not the stuff that you all are hearing in the media. It's not what the family is getting. And the sole purpose of NAACP and this team coming together is strictly, there are some issues. There are a lot of issues with Fresno PD. And this is not the forefront, nor is this the round table for that forum. Today it's about Jesse. It's about his issues. It's about his family. It's about facts coming directly to the family from the powers that be. And those facts have to come to this family so that they are allowed closure and they are allowed to grieve in private. This is unacceptable. The kids need some assistance. It's not common practice for kids to see their colleagues and their friends that they grew up and played with shot down. No matter what led up to that, that has to come to the family, that it has, there has to be a respect factor attained here. Come to the family, talk to the family, give them the facts, and whatever portion of that fact that they want the media to have, then allow them that say in that. Allow them the say.
And there's one big issue here that you guys don't really know about. Because you've been printing and showing police. We're on another issue of special education.
There's
that
a lot of
kid did not get an intervention, and he's supposed to be protected by special ed staff.
Yes.
And that'll come out. That'll come out because that's one issue that the school district has had problems with in the past, and an issue that Jerry Dyer has in the past. Jerry Dyer is a liar.
That's right.
He's a liar.
Yes,
he's no good.
That's right.
And I'm sick and tired of him and all the Archie carrying the city. It's theirs.
That's
it's
right.
not theirs.
That's
it is
right.
our
That's
city.
Right.
Our city.
Kind of a quick question for the family. So the press conference that happened on Thursday, was that your first time actually hearing that information, or did they come and talk to you and then hear the press conference?
We heard it from the media. They didn't come to listen. We heard it on the news.
The Fresno Valley School District would not let the parents into the school that day. That is uncalled for.
That's right.
The principal should have met the parents and walked them in. And they should be fired, you're right.
Fire them, recall them.
Right on. And that's enough. This is getting out of hand, and we're going to put a stop to it. There's over 90 to 100 cold cases. And out of those cold cases, about 70-80% are minority. Cold cases means this. Our police department is lazy. Get off your butts and investigate the deaths of our minority people, deaths of them.
I asked who killed Sandy Lydell. I still don't have the answer.
Who killed Foster?
Racist.
I'm talking about the crimes that happen out in the community that aren't being dealt with. I'm talking about the crimes committed by police that aren't being dealt with. They're being treated different than other people. And we need to bring that to the table. So I'm asking for a public forum. I'm asking for an outside investigation. This is enough. This is enough. You know, this is, James Carroll, was shot because they heard voices on the alarm system. He was talking to himself. You know, my concern is, I've asked Jerry Dyer for sensitivity training on mental ill patients.
That's right.
I've asked him, you don't know what it's like as a Chicana to see how you treat my men, my Mexican men. I want sensitivity training because some of the cops are out of control and they're not being held accountable.
Yeah. They're on drugs.
They're not educated.
Okay. We've heard some stuff about Jesse as far as the medications he was on and stuff.
We're not talking about medication, saying that it was
helping him.
We're not talking about medication.
No, but we're talking about the special circumstances that you were saying he was supposed to have.
We're not talking about that.
Why not? I think we have kind of
We're not talking about it, period.
No, but you can't just say that, you know, he was a special education student.
Let's hear the question. Let's hear the question.
That's what we want to know. Like, what was supposed to be done at the school that wasn't done? I mean, was he just never supposed to be...
That's why we need a public forum for the school to answer those questions. Yes, because the school knows the law.
Right. But can you tell us his circumstances? Was he supposed to be by his side at all times?
But we weren't there, just like you weren't there. The family wasn't there. We have accounts that we got from the witnesses that came to us for assistance. What do we do? The problem all in lies in information going to the public rather than the family first.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
The family has an entourage of questions. Would you not have questions if your 17-year-old child, if your 3-year-old child, if your kid was 40-year-old? As a parent, you'd have questions. Respect the family enough to answer and address their questions before you go public. Yeah. It minimizes all of this.
That's
yes,
true.
These are all problems. These are all key issues. These are facts that stood before Jesse died. That's why this isn't the forum for all of it. But it's just putting it out on notice that there's concerns. Right now, today,
again.
Right in this presence, Jesse. Keep your eyes on Jesse and his family. Whatever those facts unveil, whatever they happen to be, I'm not the judge, I'm not the jury, I'm not forensics. Give it to the family first.
Yeah.
Give it to the family first and service the kids, and I'm cool.
Right.
The rest of the stuff will play out in its own time.
By the way, all you have to do is call Greg Jones, the front runner. He has special ed. He'll tell you what needs to be done that wasn't done, okay?
Right. I also have a comment on the Fresno Police Department 2007 annual report regarding complaints, regarding investigations, regarding these types of issues. They have a statement in there saying that they take 5 days to respond to high-risk claim issues. In other words, how to protect the cops. But yet they don't get back to the people when they file complaints. The cops are going to protect the cops. That's why we need an outside investigation.
That's right. I have a question for the family.
That's what they do best.
What would you like to see the next 24 hours from the mayor, Chief Dyer, Mr. Hansen, superintendent?
Call the AG.
Your local council members. What would you like for them? What message would you like for them to give them?
You know, she doesn't have the capability. Ask me. Bring an outside investigator. Bring the attorney general. Bring the FBI. There's corruption. You can't ask her. She doesn't know.
I got some bros.
We have a lot of corruption in the government. And she dies. He knows that.
Basically, like I said, I just want answers. You know, I want answers. What really happened? You know, there's so many rumors and discrepancies from Jerry Dyer himself, who was not even there. We just want answers on what really happened. Everything is just one-sided.
Any other questions?
We're talking to the family, not the media.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
De colores, de colores se visten los campos en la primavera.
¡Viva Jesse!
¡Viva!
De colores son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera.
¡Viva Jesús!
¡Viva!
De colores es el arco iris que vemos lucir, y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí, y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores. colores me gustan a mí. Canta el gallo, canta el gallo con el kiri 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 kiri. La gallina, la gallina con el cara 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 cara. Los polluelos con el pío 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 pí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Jubilosos, no estamos en gracia, puesto si se puede,
si se puede,
saciaremos, saciaremos la sed adorosa del rey que no muere,
no muere,
jubilosos, vivamos en Cristo, un alma y mil más.